Well, hello and welcome to the Illusions Podcast. This is episode 5. It has been a very, very long time since our last episode. Months and months, I think. If memory serves, it's been about 10 months. Picking back up with the podcast, it'll be a lot more regular from here on out. Most of the family issues that have cropped up over the last several months have all been resolved. And in the meantime, I have worked out my schedule to be able to handle the podcast a little more regularly and frequently. Now, where we last left off, crowds were hanging around the Messiah, and the Messiah was trying to tell everybody that we all have within us the power to the consent for good health and sickness or poverty or riches or freedom or slavery, and that it's we who control these and nobody else. And all the people around him kept saying, well, sure, that's easy for you to say. You're the Messiah. So like every good Messiah, he then tried to tell them a parable. The specific parable was not only to expand on what he just told them, but to also answer. Somebody in the crowd made the statement that well, those are easy words for you, Master. You're guided as we are not, and you don't need to toil as we toil. A man has to work for his living in this world. So what I thought I'd do for this episode is to, at the very beginning, at least go through the entire parable. And then depending on time, if we have time remaining, we'll go back and start to address each section within the parable. Again, I try to keep these episodes somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 minutes. So you can get, we're not bogged down with trying to cover too much all at once. So here goes. Here's the entire parable. And it says, the master answered and said, once there lived a village of creatures along the bottom of a great crystal river. The current of the river swept silently over them all, young and old, rich and poor, good and evil, the current going its own way, knowing only its own crystal self. Each creature in its own manner clung tightly to the twigs and rocks of the river bottom, for clinging was their way of life, and resisting the current what each had learned from birth. But one creature said at last, I am tired of clinging. Though I cannot see it with my eyes, I trust that the current knows where it is going. I shall let go and let it take me where it will. Clinging, I shall die of boredom. The other creatures laughed and said, fool, let go, and that current you worship will throw you tumbled and smashed across the rocks, and you will die quicker than boredom. But the one heeded them not, and taking a breath, did let go, and at once was tumbled and smashed by the currents across the rocks. Yet in time, as the creature refused to cling again, the current lifted him free from the bottom, and he was bruised and hurt no more. And the creatures downstream, to whom he was a stranger, cried, see a miracle, a creature like ourselves, yet he flies. See the Messiah come to save us all. And the one carried in the current said, I am no more Messiah than you. The river delights to lift us free if only we dare to let go. Our true work is this voyage, this adventure. But they cried all the more, Savior, all the while clinging to the rocks. And when they looked again, he was gone, and they were left alone making legends of a savior. Now, one of the things I love about this parable, as told by Richard Bach, and this is still in the section of the book that looks like handwritten notes on dirty ledger paper or a dirty legal pad or something like that, something he might have written right after working on an airplane motor. So there's greasy thumbprints, and it's those things you can tell came directly from his head. I believe probably more directly from his heart. And he had already spoken before about masters having to speak in parables to the people. And that way people get some sort of lesson from the parable, depending on their own spiritual development, mental development, emotional development, and so forth. And of course, we all know that Jesus is considered the master teacher, and Jesus used parables a lot. And as the Messiah, And as we are all God's anointed, and then we can use the words Messiahs, we're all supposed to be using parables at some point as we get older and more developed. So Richard Bach starts this parable with a village of creatures along the bottom of a great crystal river. And it's, you know, it's pretty obvious that the village of the creatures along the bottom of the river is easily the setting for whatever group of people you're talking to, or whatever person you're talking to, or whatever person you're thinking about, you know, or yourself. And how often are we in various groups and just kind of floating along with the current, or not even floating along with the current? And that's I think, one of the most important things. You know, there's a creature that breaks free of the old thinking. The old thinking is, you know, the current of the river sweeping silently over all the creatures at the bottom of the river, and the current just going its own way, and, you know, life going its own way, spiritual energy going its own way, development going its own way, the universe going its own way, and knowing only itself. And I think in a way he's talking there about, you know, the great current of our lives, and it's not worried about the details, and it's only worried about moving effortlessly from one place to the next. And that's, to me, seems the parable equivalent to the universe continuing to expand, and not really worrying about what we do. And then I think this is fantastic. He gets to a point here where he says, each creature in its own manner clung tightly to the twigs and rocks of the river bottom, for clinging was their way of life, and resisting the current what each had learned from birth. I mean, how often do we cling so tightly to the thinking and understanding and knowledge or the truth that we have picked up from birth, when in fact it's not even probably the truth? Very few of us ever actually know the real honest truth behind anything. We may know a bunch of facts, or what are taken as facts right now, but how many of us actually know truth and from birth? And I think this is a beautiful parable equivalent. And, you know, from now on, we can actually use the word parabolic. You know, a lot of people in math and science, and especially rocket science and satellite technologies, and for anybody who's not aware who's listening to the podcast, in my so-called real life, one of the things I do is space system engineering. So we learn about things like hyperbolic launch trajectories and parabolic launch trajectories and parabolic antennas, and it's all from the same root, and meaning to curve around itself. And with a parable, it's a story that curves around itself to teach you a lesson. And you can keep coming back to it and curving around itself again and again and again, and picking up a deeper and deeper understanding every time you go. So there's a neat parabolic equivalent in here when he talks about all the creatures clinging tightly. He doesn't use the word tightly, but that's the connotation I get in this story. They're all, as a matter of fact, he does use the word tightly. Let me go back and correct myself there. I take a quick glance at that paragraph again, and what I see is each creature in his own manner clung tightly to the twigs and rocks of the river bottom, for clinging was their way of life, and resisting the current what they had learned from birth. And how often do we cling tightly to some old teaching? How often do we cling to what we believe is truth, when sometimes the truth is just out there waiting for us to discover? How often do we cling tightly to some long-held belief that's not serving us at all, not doing anything for us, not helping us, not doing anything good for us? I mean, you know, some people have the long-held belief. They learn this belief, and it's reinforced to them by their parents, sadly enough, or by other people in their lives, that they're just no good. And they cling tightly to that belief for their entire lives. And they basically steal from the world everything that they were here to do. They basically keep that from the world and keep us all from benefiting from what they were here to do. And to me, the parable continues in a way that's very similar to Richard Bach's other book, Jonathan Livingston Seagull. If you haven't read that book, that is a fantastic book. I intend on doing another whole podcast series at some point, probably a year from now, on Jonathan Livingston Seagull. And that's very much the same thing here. One creature said at last, I am tired of doing it the old way. I am tired of doing the same thing again and again, just because that's the way we've always done it. And I think those big breakthroughs finally come either in our lives or in humanity at a microcosm and macrocosm level. Those big breakthroughs come in when we finally get to the point of saying, I'm not doing this anymore just because that's the way we've always done it. You know, why am I doing it this way? You know, that happens in the corporate world all the time. A lot of people continue to march with the same product line or the same service, and they do it the exact same way, and it's good enough, but it's not the best it could be. And then finally someone stands up and says, why are we doing it this way? And Jonathan Livingston Seagull, that particular seagull, looks out at all the rest and says, as he takes a big, giant nosedive in flight, or he goes higher than anybody else has ever gone before, and they all start to say to him, why are you doing that? And his basic answer is, why not? And in this parable, the Messiah says, one creature said at last, I'm tired of clinging. And he has some faith there. He says, I can't see it with my own eyes. I just trust that the current knows what it's doing. And I trust that the current knows where it's going. So I'm going to go ahead and trust to the current. I'm going to let go and see what happens. I'm going to let go and see where this current leads me. And how seldom do we do that in our own lives? How seldom do we just say, I feel like God is calling me to do this thing, and I'm going to trust that God knows what he's doing, and I'm going to trust that God's going to take care of me on the way. In some faith practices, they call that taking a leap of faith, where you know maybe somebody feels like he's supposed to be a pastor or like she is supposed to be a pastor, and rather than take the leap of faith and go into the work that's necessary to prepare for that, or jumping in and just taking that journey, they come up with 150 excuses why it can't be done, or why they're not qualified, or why they should not do that, or nobody in the family's ever done that before. And how often do we stymie ourselves or keep ourselves pushed down based on these old limiting beliefs? And I think this parable sets the stage for the whole rest of the book beautifully. Because in the entire rest of the book, Illusions, Richard Bach is going to just challenge your old beliefs over and over and over. I mean, it's enough that he's challenging the beliefs right from the get-go, saying things like, you have the power within you to consent to poverty or riches. You have the power to consent to health, or you have the power to consent to sickness and disease. You have the power. And as we go through the entire book, what you're going to see over and over and over, Richard Bach asking us to trust ourselves, trust that the current knows what it's doing, and to go ahead and let go of some of those rocks that we're clinging to at the bottom of our river. Let go of some of those twigs that we're using to keep ourselves anchored down to something that's, you know, that's just keeping us in place. We're not getting any better. We're not getting any worse. We're just ho-hum, and we're just, you know, same thing day after day after day. And it's safe and seems to be harmless. But from experience, let me tell you, it's anything but. It's not even close to just safe and harmless. If we are keeping ourselves at a certain level, just because it seems safe and harmless, we're doing a huge disservice to ourselves and obviously to the whole rest of humanity. And maybe that statement alone is challenging a long-held belief of yours. Maybe you don't believe that we're all here for a special purpose. Maybe you don't believe that we're all unique individuals, uniquely gifted for our unique time. And I would just say, let's take a moment and challenge that belief, because I do believe, and I have witnessed, and by observation and by logical thinking and by studying teachers of several of the so-called spiritual masters, I have come to the conclusion that we are here at this time for a specific reason, that we have specific things to bring to the table, and it's up to us to trust that the current knows what it's doing. If you believe in God as your higher spiritual power, it's up to us to trust that God knows what he's doing. If you believe just in the universe as, some overarching giant mega enormous power, then it's up to us to trust that the universe knows what it's doing. I think it's interesting in the parable he points out that the other creatures, as soon as you do something that is out of the norm, the other creatures around you are going to start to ridicule you and laugh, and they're going to call you fool, and they're going to call you crazy. I had some friends who were in a direct sales business, and as soon as they started making progress in their business, and as soon as they started doing things that were out of the ordinary for their peer group started to just absolutely tear them apart and try to guilt trip them, and they called them names, and they called them silly, and they even went so far as to call them stupid. And in some cases, these were people that had been their best friends for years, starting to call them stupid and crazy and deluded. And my friends referred to it as crab in the bucket syndrome. Now, I grew up on the East Coast where we caught crabs and we would boil crabs and eat them. But every time we caught a crab, we would put it into a bucket, like a 5-gallon paint pail or something. And what we noticed, even as little kids, every time one of the crabs would try to climb out of that bucket and escape back into the water, the rest of the crabs in the bucket would actually reach up and pull them back down. So it seems to be, from everything I can see, that seems to be pretty normal. If you try to do something that goes outside the norm or takes you a step above, just be prepared for it. Some of the crabs in your bucket are going to try and pull you back down. Now, looking at the time, going just a little bit over, and I trust that's going to be okay for this episode. I trust you're not going to have a problem with just a couple minutes over. Just bear with me here, okay? It says, but the one heeded them not. So as the other creatures started to ridicule and call him fool and tell him he was crazy and try to warn him of all this impending disaster, he heeded them not. And I think that's the most important thing we need to do. Now, Richard Bach warns us, yes, he tumbled and smashed. The first time you let go of those rocks, or the first time you let go of those twigs, or the first time you try to climb out of that bucket, or the first time you try and lift yourself above, there's a good chance you're going to get bashed around. And that's simply a learning experience. It says, in time, as he refused to cling again, the current lifted him free, and he was bruised and hurt no more. So that points out just how important it is for us to persevere when we decide it's time for us to go to the next level. And a lot of folks around us may not understand a lot of the people we have had as friends for maybe our entire lives. They may not understand, and that's okay. They're just not ready. Doesn't make them bad people. Doesn't mean that you're going to have to abandon them or anything of the sort. It just means you're ready for the next level, and maybe they're not. And you know what? That's okay. There's no rule saying we have to stay with the same group over and over and forever. There's no rule that says we have to keep ourselves down just to keep from disappointing folks or from leaving people or as some way to keep the same peer group. There's no rule saying we have to, and that maybe that challenges another of your long-held beliefs. I know for me, that was a big one. To think about the fact that I don't have to have the same friends my entire life. In fact, it's probably better for me that I don't. Because if I have the same friends my entire life, there is no guarantee that we are going to make progress, spiritual progress, at the same level, at the same speed. Everybody's journey is a little bit different. And it's okay if their journey takes longer. It's okay if their journey is faster. They might outpace you. That's okay. It's all okay. You just have to trust the current to know what it's doing. Trust God to know what he's doing. Trust the universe to know what it's doing. However you refer to a higher power, you just have to trust it. Now, in the next podcast, we're going to pick up with the way other people, when you move to the next level, and if you happen to be exposed to another group of people that are at the same level you used to be, we'll pick up with the way they are going to perceive you as some sort of miraculous savior, some sort of miraculous messiah. And I think there's just a ton to unpack from those last few paragraphs of that parable. And certainly, with us already being a little bit over time, not going to take the time to do that now. So thanks again for joining me on episode number 5. And I look forward to cutting episode number 6 here in the next few days, where we'll unpack the rest of this parable. Hope you're having a wonderful time, and whether it's day or night today, hope you've been having a wonderful day. And feel free to go back and review episodes number 1 through 4. The website for that is illusions.podomatic.com. That's illusions.podomatic.com. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.